to knocking down more parts of the Packard Automotive plant in Detroit. It's 60 years. 60 years. That it sat there pretty much, well, went out in 1958. The last true Packard was built in 1956. My grandfather apparently used to drive Packards, but I came along a little too late to appreciate that. He drove Buicks the rest of his life. But Packards, I mean, they set the standard for quality and luxury for years and years. But, you know, had V12s and knocked down by two world wars, they just could not overcome. Yeah. So pretty incredible, the Packard Motor Car Company. But the factory has been down there a hulking reminder of everything that went wrong, right? And it's been a constant reminder there in Detroit for a long time of how things used to be and are not anymore. So anyhow, parts of that, they're back on the project. Back on the project of bringing the rest of that plant down. And turning it into useful space again. Here is maybe the most important thing you're going to hear today. All right? We're going to talk about forever chemicals, PFAS, PFOAs, forever chemicals. The chemicals that have, you know, haunted Rockford and Wurtsmith Air Force Base with aqueous firefighting foam. PFAS chemicals were used in, well, when you talk about Packard, they were used in chroming for the automotive industry. So all up and down the construction sites from Monroe through Detroit and Flint, Lansing, chroming used PFAS. Water-resistant chemicals, stain-resistant chemicals. Scotchgard used PFAS. Your pizza box, your microwave popcorn bag, PFAS. They're chemicals that live forever and create all sorts of diseases. And there are new regulations for them. They're manufactured by 3M and manufactured by DuPont. Polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, PFAS. They've been in wide use around the world since the 40s and 50s. Thanks to their water and oil repelling properties. And listen, the aqueous firefighting foam puts out fires on ships fast. The problem is it's terrible for humans and animals. They've been linked to a concerning number of health problems, including increased risks of diabetes, liver cancer. Worse still, a recent study has found that their levels in rainwater almost everywhere on Earth exceed the EPA's guidelines. And to cap it all off, these molecules are almost impossible to destroy. Incineration. We did it here. Michigan, Governor Rick Snyder, after a report on this program by a whistleblower inside Michigan state government, former Governor Rick Snyder the following day created a task force, a fast strike crew, and began bringing the ability to test for PFAS right here to Michigan. If you go look at a map of PFAS contamination, Michigan will light up like a Christmas tree when other states won't. Not because we have more, but because we've done more studying and more testing of PFAS. Anyhow, diabetes, liver cancer, levels in rainwater, pituitary gland issues. Now researchers, this is good news though, what I'm getting to. Researchers at the University of Queensland, Australia, have developed a technique they claim could remove PFAS chemicals from the water fast and efficiently. The team designed a solution called a magnetic fluorinated polymer sorbent, which, when added to contaminated water, coats the PFAS molecules. This makes them magnetic. So then it's a relatively simple process to use a magnet to attract all the pollution and separate it from the water. In tests with small samples of PFAS-laden water, the team found that the technique could remove over 95%. 95% of most PFAS molecules. This would be a miracle, including over 99% of Gen X, which is a particularly problematic chemical, within 30 seconds, they claim. A lot of teams working on how to break down PFAS, usually involving catalysts triggered by UV light or heat. Others have made use of hydrogen or supercritical water. But the researchers on the news say their magnetic solution has a few advantages over existing PFAS removal techniques. The solution itself can be reused up to 10 times. It works much faster than others. Doesn't require any extra energy to trigger the reaction. Our method shows it's possible to remove more of these chemicals in a way that is faster, cheaper, cleaner, and very simple, said Dr. Sheng Zhang, co-author of the study, because our process does not need electricity. It can be used in remote and off-grid communities. Our team will now scale up the testing, and we hope to have a commercially available product ready in the next 3 years. This is a very big deal. A magnetic solution pulling PFAS out of the water in 30 seconds. It doesn't matter. I mean, here's the crazy thing. PFAS found in polar bears that have never had any contact with these chemicals anywhere. How did they get there? Just think about that. At any rate, that's good news from our friends in Australia. We're going to run this story down, University of Queensland. We're going to run it down and get more information for you because it's very important for you and the future of your family. You know, I might as well end on a high note here today, right? What a great story that is. Great story. All right. Don't forget to check out SteveGruber.com, SteveGruber.com. Find out about what I'm writing about. Liberty Page is writing about what everybody's writing about and talking about. SteveGruber.com. You can also drop me a note right there. Hey, Steve, what are you doing right? What are you doing wrong? Get to it. I'll be right back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Michigan.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.